Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
It's Jordan, Jesse, Go. I'm your host, Jesse Thorne, the voice of the millennial generation.
I'm Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Jordan, I have a new nickname.
Can you repeat it? I wasn't paying attention.
It's the voice.
I recognized that it was new, but it didn't register to me what it was.
It wasn't like I figured that if I said some words that you hadn't heard before, you would hear them the way that a Tyrannosaurus can see things that are moving.
Oh, no. My vision isn't my hearing is not novelty-based.
Really?
Yeah.
So you can only hear things that you've heard before?
Well, my hearing is celebrity-based, so I can only hear things that celebrities say. So if my family wants to get a message to me, they have to relay it through, you know, Danny DeVito or...
Just somebody who's available.
Yeah.
DeVito's busy.
Jody Sweetin.
DeVito's probably busy cashing checks from Get Shorty.
Herman from Herman's Head. These are all people who my hearing picks up.
I'm the voice.
Actually, I can't. I mean, you know, and I know you're popular in some circles, but this feed right now,
yeah,
is being relayed to the UN,
the United Nations,
and yeah, and everything's being translated back to me by Lucy Liu.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Lucy Liu.
Yeah. So that's who I'm hearing.
So Lucy Liu is now, is she at the United Nations because you're a racist?
Oh, no, no. She's karateing all of them.
Oh, I got you.
So, yeah, I'm having to, like, fit in with her schedule.
Because Hollywood
she's on
is
a
racist.
Secret. Yeah, yeah. She's on a secret karate mission.
Gotcha. Okay, great. The nickname that I said is the voice of the millennial generation.
Well, and okay. So what brought on the new nickname? I'm not saying you're not the voice of the millennial generation. I'm just saying I don't think you are and that the nickname is wrong.
Okay.
But like, course, I'm open to having it explained to me.
Let's introduce our guest.
Okay. Oh my God! Oh my God! Oh my God!
So much to say.
Yeah,
he's one of the hosts of one of our sister Max Fun podcasts. He's in town visiting from Vancouver, British Columbia. That's right. He's a foreigner on our soil, but a welcome one. I think he may like a campground. He may leave our nation better than when he arrived.
I will leave only footprints and take only pictures.
Dave Shumka.
Hi, guys.
His pockets are full of litter he found along the way on his way here.
That's right, guys. I'm just trying to pitch in by doing my part.
Yeah.
All right.
Preventing forest fires.
Guys, all I want to talk about is how Lucy Liu is now most famous as Watson from Elementary.
Oh, yeah.
Because she's on the television show Elementary.
Yeah. Which, as we all know, is better than Sherlock.
Is that a popular show?
No.
Okay.
It's. I think it's a show for moms.
Doesn't she wear famous jackets or something? I know. Here's the thing.
Do you wear famous jackets?
I know that Kerry Washington wears famous jackets on the show Scandal.
How? What makes a jacket famous?
It's worn by Kerry Washington on the show Scandal, and then all the ladies get together and talk about it the next day at the office.
Sure.
They work it in the
people
healthcare
send it
field.
Letters and try to impress it by shooting President Reagan.
You're thinking of Jodie Foster.
Oh, right. Not,
you're confusing
not a famous
jackets
jacket.
And Jodie Foster.
I know that Kerry Washington's jackets are famous.
Mm-hmm.
I know that for a fact.
So you're saying Lucy Liu wears a lesser or differently famous jacket?
I believe that Lucy Liu...
Or is it just hand-me-downs? Just whatever Kerry Washington...
Is done with?
She
gives it to the very slight of frame Lucy Liu.
I mean, you know, you have to get it. Probably get it altered a little bit first.
So you think... What do you think? She takes it to a tailor because it's a tailored piece? Or do you think she takes it to a dress alterationist?
Because like, it's a lady.
Like, because she's been loyal to that person ever since she altered her dress for a quinceañera.
I think she just cinches it in the back with clothespins. That's why, gotcha. I don't know if you've ever watched Elementary, you never see her from the back.
That's right.
She always walks into frame sideways and then walks out of frame sideways. It's because she doesn't want to see the clothespins that are holding together Kerry Washington's former famous jacket.
When Outkast put out that song, Hey Ya, that had the line, all Beyoncé's and Lucy Liu's, Does Lucy Liu think that maybe she's on the same career trajectory as Beyonce?
Well, I mean, she's had... I mean, let's compare number one singles.
Okay.
Beyonce's got what? Crazy in Love.
Uh-huh.
Single Ladies.
Sure.
Those are literally the only two Beyonce songs I can name.
Oh, Lucy.
Girls Run This World.
Mm-hmm.
Lucy Liu is in The Man with the Iron Fist.
Yeah. And she sang the theme song.
She did, yeah.
I got nothing against Lucy.
Look out, parentheses, here comes the Iron Fist.
Yeah.
You know, I went to see the movie Charlie's Angels.
Mm-hmm.
And
the first?
The first one.
The McGee Venture?
The McGee Venture. It was a hit film. And at the time, my friend Tyler, Jordan and my mutual friend Tyler, went. It had someone was in love with him at the movie theater. Different people were just in love with him in different places.
Oh, he was a heartthrob?
Yeah, and so he could get into any movie for free. So he would just go to the movies all the time, just completely abuse the privilege.
Right? Was he Jonathan Tyler Thomas?
He was Jonathan Tyler Thomas, and so we went to see that movie. That is a really weird movie.
You know, Charlie's Angels has come up a lot of times for me in the past couple of weeks. Women our age are really nostalgic for Charlie's Angels.
Well, it was a huge, huge phenomenon.
Yeah, I guess.
Remember when you couldn't take a picture in America without three women coming into it doing the Charlie's Angels? Like, you could be trying to take a picture of your grandma and grandpa, and all of a sudden, three 17-year-olds would be doing the Charlie's Angels pose.
Yeah, sometimes they were just like apparitions.
Right.
Like, there would be three 17-year-old girls, you know.
Like, you would develop the photos later, and you'd be like, how did that?
What is that?
I don't
that?
Remember.
Yeah, you would have to hold it up to the light in the dark room.
Yeah.
And then you see
then you turn
the phantom 17-year-olds.
And they're right behind you.
Yeah,
Tom Green has kind of a weird part in that movie.
Yeah, it's weird. It's one of those things that I just know from, like, oh, that's occasionally on FX when I turn by, but apparently it was a touchstone movie for women around our age.
Bill Murray has a couple of big scenes in that movie that are very, very clearly do not have a script. Very, like, completely different tone from the rest of
that
the movie.
That was, like, pre Bill Murray comeback, like when he would just like be in a movie.
It was very early in the Bill Murray comeback. It was like right around the time of Rushmore. Like, the things that I remember about that movie is you would just have this terrible, terrible movie starring who were the three?
Drew Barrymore, Cammy Diaz, Lucy Liu.
Diaz, that's the third one that I was looking for.
And then eventually Bernie Mac.
And so they're like going around being in a horrible, fucking horrible McGee movie. Just McGee is a horrible, horrible director.
What are the other McGee movies? Oh, Terminator reboot. Unsuccessful Terminator reboot.
Music video for Sublime. Or no, Sugar Ray.
Yeah, for Sugar Ray. I think it's more like a Backstreet Boys or an NSYNC video.
Did McGee create the OC?
No.
Did he not?
I don't think he created the OC.
Oh, did he create Fringe?
All of this makes sense to me.
He could have. I mean, I think that he could have an executive producer credit on those things, but I don't think he.
I saw McGee once on the set of Fringe in Vancouver.
Really?
Or it could have been.
Does he wear a T-shirt that says McGee? Is that how you recognize
no,
him?
No, he's just like a really important-looking redhead.
As I remember, the movie, it's like a long stretch of weird, like fast-cutting nonsense, starring these three young women. And then just a scene with either Tom Green or Bill Murray, obviously making it up for 5 minutes. And then it goes back to I just remember there's a scene with Tom Green.
Was this before
in a boat?
The Tom Green resurgence?
It was around.
That didn't happen.
That was number one.
It was a last hurrah for him. Actually, I remember thinking that Tom Green was pretty funny in it. And it was, I would have never been a huge Tom Green fan. Or a Tom Green fan at all, frankly. I mean, I don't hate him or anything. But it's just a scene where he's just saying weird stuff in a boat. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember there's a scene where Bill Murray's saying weird stuff I want to say in a jail cell.
Sure.
And that's the whole movie. Like, it's weird McGee shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then 5 minutes of Bill Murray, just one shot of him just saying different Bill Murray shit.
Great.
You want to watch it? I guess what I'm saying is you want to watch it?
I guess I do. I've
got some chocolate covered cherries.
I've seen them both. Have you seen Full Throttle?
The sequel? Yeah.
That's a great
I mean, that's up there with Secret of the Ooze as like great sequel bylines.
Yeah. I think that one has Pink, riding a motorcycle, doing a cameo.
Believe it.
Singing a song written by Beck.
All of this makes sense.
Oh, boy, yeah. She only works with four-letter names.
Yeah.
I did see the movie Triple X.
Uh-huh.
State of the Union.
Is that with Ice Cube?
It was not Ice Cube. It was the
Ice Cube. I think Triple X was the Vin Diesel one, and State of the Union was the Ice Cube one.
I saw the one with Vin Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
I actually didn't hate that.
He lives for this shit.
I'd watch that kind of movie. I was a little heavy on extreme stuff. As I remember, it had several of those. You know that kind of scene? I had to watch Barbed Wire
mm-hmm.
for when I went on Stuff You Should Know. How did this get
stuff
made?
You should know.
How did this get made?
This was the episode after they explained ancient torture devices.
Yeah.
Then they explained why Pamela Anderson was ever famous.
And
Pamela Anderson Lee.
You know, there's this kind of scene in an action movie where somebody goes into a club and it's like sort of industrial looking and mm-hmm. everyone's wearing black. And gyrating and
every movie post Blade had to have that.
Yeah, there was one of those in Triple X, maybe even more than one. But honestly, I didn't hate it. Did not hate Triple X.
Triple X is good. It was part of that.
Seems like a stretch.
It was a time in our lives
mm-hmm.
when
for those of us who are millennials,
yeah,
sure.
millennials or above.
Which is to say the voice of the millennial generation, which sort of stands slightly above the millennial generation itself.
Yeah, but I clump Triple X in sort of with, like the Jason Statham ones, the Transporter et al. What was the Clive Owen shoot 'em up? Was it just called shoot 'em up?
It was called shoot 'em up, yep.
Jordan's a big shoot 'em up man.
Yeah, it was a great time to be alive.
Although I think Shoot 'em Up happened way after. The Shoot 'em Up happened. I mean, I had to like work the press junket for Shoot 'em Up.
Oh, sure.
And I think you're
yeah, I think you're looking at a 10-year difference here.
Yeah, yeah. I think
like an 8-year period between Triple X and Shoot 'em Up.
Okay.
But yeah, I definitely think that your Triple X's were all in the zone of the Blade movies, the Charlie's Angels movies. I think these all had a similar style.
Yeah, a great style. And you know
a wonderful style.
Who we can thank for that? Mick G.
Thanks, Mick G.
Mm-hmm.
You're one of the most powerful redheads in Hollywood.
Yes, you, Angie Everhart, Jesse Tyler Ferguson.
Anyway, I think I'm the voice of the millennial generation.
Oh, how
because...
so?
Yeah.
Because you remember Charlie's Angels.
Last week on the program, I took some time out to mention Kratz Creatures.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew...
Was that the one
that
with...
that would electrify millennials.
Was that related to Zaboomafoo?
I'm just getting to Zaboomafoo.
Okay.
And, you know, Kratz Creatures was a television program starring two Kratz, and they investigated all kinds of creatures. These two excitable brothers, and it was a real touchstone for the millennial generation. Anybody who grew up in the age of the internet, you know, the hookup culture, apps,
sure.
Wanting to express yourself, a combination of apathy and political involvement, vote or die.
Mm-hmm.
You know, boxers or briefs.
Yeah.
All these things are things that millennials understand sort of innately. One of them is Kratz Creatures, later Zaboomafoo.
It was the same. It was like Good Morning, Miss Bliss to Saved by the Bell. It was the same sort of.
Yeah, I think
so. Which one was more popular, Kratz Creatures or Zaboomafoo?
I think Zaboomafoo may have been.
Is this
more...
Are these cartoons?
So it was Zaboomafoo.
Can someone explain exactly? Can someone explain exactly what this is?
For us, by us. LL Cool J was the spokesman for Zaboomafoo, as I remember.
It was not. It was a sometimes live action lemur and sometimes real life lemur. Sometimes puppet lemur.
Okay.
That interacted with the Kratz brothers.
Okay.
As I understand it now, someone tweeted me. Now, you mentioned Kratz Creatures one time.
Mm-hmm.
And you have an audience of engaged millennials
uh-huh.
like we do.
Congratulations on your engagement.
Oh, thank you.
That wasn't to you. It was the
millennials.
Yeah.
You're going to get electrified via social media platforms by contacts re-educational television.
Mm-hmm.
And I got all kinds of emails about Kratz Creatures, about Zaboomafoo, frankly, about unrelated programs like Wishbone.
Sure.
You know, I heard a lot about Wishbone. Heard a lot about The Voyage of the Mimi, Square One, older millennials. However, all of that having been said, one of the most interesting I got was a guy who lives in the same town as the Kratt brothers, who are apparently still at it. I want to say it was somewhere in Ontario.
Oh, they're Canadian brothers.
Well, I don't know if they're Canadian brothers.
But they live.
They may just be in Canada because I think in Canada they just if you've made an American television show, they'll give you $100,000 a year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As long as you promise to make your own television show with $100,000.
Yeah, you get your name on the Dirt Road Hall of Fame.
It's the Kids in the Hall policy, right?
Yeah. That's why the Kids in the Hall, they all have new shows this fall. Actually, one of them did.
Yeah.
Dave Foley just had a show called Spun Out, which I believe was canceled immediately.
So our congratulations go out to the Kratt brothers and to all of the engaged millennials out there who are Snapchatting.
Doing their thing.
Just using different apps to communicate, find love, find sex, be more fluid about their sexuality, and their gender roles.
What's Kratt's creatures?
It's
a lemur. It's a puppet lemur.
No, that's you're thinking of Zaboomafoo.
Oh, okay.
Zaboomafoo was the in-house lemur, sort of like the Paul Schaefer.
Oh, okay. So at some point, the lemur eclipsed the brothers in popularity.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Like Urkel.
Like Urkel.
Like Urkel. This is an Urkel. He Urkeled the show.
Yeah.
He full-on Urkeled.
There's another thing millennials remember.
So anyway, I want to thank all of the millennials who've reached out to me and made me their spokesperson. And I want to let people know out there, if you are a millennial and you need me to represent you publicly in some way, whether it's naming a variety of Pokemons on my show, just listing Pokemons.
Well, I mean, I think let's take that and run with it. I mean, it seems like millennials don't even like it. You know, they don't even care about jokes or conversation. They just want to hear something. We just want to hear people reference something.
Right.
Can't believe they made that reference. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. What a reference.
I remember that, or I remember remembering that.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So, yeah, let's definitely continue to pat us on the back for saying something you remember.
Yeah. Well, when is the cutoff for millennialisms?
I'm gonna say 1980. Born in 1980.
Okay, cool.
But
cool.
I mean, really, it's a state of mind.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I think I'll always be a millennial, even after my generation has died.
References.
Let's get together and remember.
Well, right before the show, we were talking about shows that we remembered that were on for 5 months.
Sure,
like Brave Star and Centurion.
Dino Saucers.
This is scoring us major points.
Oh yeah.
I mentioned briefly on Judge Sean Hodgman the other day this weird show called Brave Star, and Hodgman didn't remember because he's a little bit too old, not a millennial.
No,
he's a Gen Xer. He's a snarky Gen Xer.
He's a classic snarky Gen Xer. And
flannel, Seattle.
Yeah,
don't get me started.
What's your glitch?
And I was so disappointed that my father bought me a Brave Star lunchbox because I had never had a themed lunchbox except for this one. I had a Super Friends lunchbox. Speaking of Generation X things,
sure.
That I had bought it myself at a junk store for 20 cents. Two dimes. I remember I had to go home to get the dimes. Crim's Crams was the name of the junk store.
Not to be confused with Kratt's Creatures.
Nope. Crim's Crams, quality junk, not Kratt's Creatures public television program. And so my dad finally agreed to get me one of these, you know, the kind of lunch boxes with a beloved characters on them.
Sure.
And one day without consulting me, he just came home with a Brave Star lunchbox. Mm. Brave Star is spelled with two R's.
Mm-hmm.
That's so you can copyright it. And Brave Star was a space cowboy of ambiguous ethnicity.
Wasn't Brave Star Most Deaf and Talib Kweli?
Yes.
That was there. They rode on this robotic horse through space.
Yes, exactly. And they had a Brave Star's best friend. Was
well, I mean, I think, Jesse, I think you're kind of selling Brave Star short by just calling him a space cowboy. I mean, I think we all know. That he was also a choker, a smoker, occasionally a midnight toker.
I remember he said this great thing when he spoke about the pompousness of love.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I called him Maurice.
Oh, interesting. It is amazing how,
When I looked at the picture of Brave Star.
Yeah.
Yeah. You saw a lot of yourself in him?
His horse, there was two things that struck me. One was his horse friend was bipedal and had a laser foot hand.
Yeah, that shit's why there's furries now.
Yeah.
Like, that is part of the reason why there's furries is like...
But the other thing is, this show was on for 4 months.
Oh, that's 2,000 flushes.
5 months. It was like September through March or something like that.
Yeah, it is amazing how, like, I feel like things just get... Like, it's weird finding out that the things you liked as a kid were failures.
Yeah.
Like, Denver the Last Dinosaur, also something that wasn't really on.
Yeah.
Your Centurions. Herman's Head.
Kids weren't really
Wait,
reading
Herman's
variety.
Head was a failure?
I think so, right? I bet.
Jen, please look up Herman's Head.
I'm guessing there's 20 episodes of Herman's Head.
I'm guessing it was on for 3 or 4 seasons because it was on Fox and you couldn't
They didn't have anything else there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. Fox had like 4 seasons of Get a Life. They put on Get a Life and then they said, our national television network should order more episodes of this sitcom conceived by and starring Chris Elliott during the weirdest period of his career.
I remember it was a big shock to me finding out that Hook is considered a failure. Speaking of things our age likes to remember and remember and remember.
Okay, Jennifer
constantly is
going to tell us how many episodes it was on. Three seasons. That's a lot more than 20 episodes.
Wrong about Herman's Head.
Yeah, you're wrong. You're wrong about Herman's Head, and you're wrong for America.
These are like the kitchen debates. Is that what they were called?
Dave, I'm making you the new co-host of Jordan Jessica.
Oh, hey, guys.
If you want to speak on behalf of Gen Xers, you can.
Oh, sure. I don't think I'm...
No, I think you're a millennial.
I'm 1980.
What year? 1980?
Yeah. December 1980.
So you're right on the line.
I'm on the cusp.
So as am I. I'm a night born.
I mean, I think you could probably bring the generations together.
Yeah, I'm sort of like the Jimmy Carter of Generation X and the millennials. Did Jimmy Carter bring anyone together?
I don't think so.
He signed some accords.
People who hated Nixon and Ford and other people who hated Nixon and Ford.
Why can't I remember any people who brought people together? But I can certainly remember how many flushes you can have in 4 months.
What about the Reverend Jesse Jackson's famous rainbow coalition?
The Reverend Jesse Ventura's famous rainbow outfit. He was flamboyant, that guy.
It isn't even me.
Well, we came here to have fun and chew bubblegum.
Hey, guys, I brought some more bubblegum.
Oh, good.
We're not all out.
Oh, good. Oh, thank
God.
That
means we don't have to have fun. Or kick ass.
Jordan said something very interesting about the reason furries exist, but he mentioned it in reference to a robotic horse.
Yeah.
And are there furries who dress up in robot costumes that clang around a lot so that when they have furry sex, it clangs around a lot?
I mean, what a confidence booster. You're fucking another furry and you just hear the clang of steel. How mighty must that make you feel as a furry?
The thing is once you have a con, you've got to have panels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And once you've got to have panels.
Wood paneling.
You've got to come up with premises for the panels. Sure. Once you've got these premises for the panels, you've got information being distributed. Mm-hmm. Instribution.
Yeah.
Or information distribution. And, and all of a sudden you're getting that kind of creativity.
Something I did for work recently was go around YouTube and watch non-sexual fetish videos.
Right.
Like a video where there's nothing in it that would prevent it from being on YouTube.
I once was looking for a replacement pair of... this kind of shoes called...
This better have something to do with this.
Opera pumps, which you wear with black tie, men's shoes. And I searched for size whatever Ralph Lauren opera pumps. And a video came up that...
Why were you searching YouTube?
I wasn't. I just Googled it. And this video came up, and it just said the thing. And I'm like, what is this? This is like a review of size 11 and a half Ralph Lauren polo opera pumps? And I clicked on it, and it was called a heel-slipping video.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a dude, like a 65-year-old dude,
doing pratfalls.
Like sitting in like a Corvette or something, as I remember, just sort of wearing these slip-on shoes and slipping the heel on and off. And it was a porno video, but with no.
There's guys who like buy brand new Nikes, like some sort of kind of wait in line,
right.
Limited edition Nike
turtle from and Entourage.
Turtles, yeah. There's a bunch of turtles out there.
The turtle edition.
These are men who have their own tequila.
Sure, have your own.
So they buy these new Nikes, and then they make videos of themselves peeing in them. Like they pee in their pants, and the pee runs down into the Nikes. And then they stomp around in the Nikes and squish the pee around in them.
Oh, that's wonderful.
How does that come about?
Well, when you hear like a Bob Ross, like a really quiet voice,
yeah, gosh, right?
You get this tingle on your neck. Mm-hmm.
And you just want to piss in your Nikes.
Do they mic the squish?
Yeah, I mean, that's what seems
like.
Is
there a guy off camera going...
Oh, a Foley artist? He hires a Foley artist for
this. This is a guy shaking a sheet of ply metal.
Yeah. Oh, it's a third thunder?
Yeah.
Spinning one of those bingo cages filled with lug nuts. yeah. I mean, is there something to like, I'm buying something expensive and then I'm just fucking ruining it. Is that the part that's the turn on?
Yeah.
Or does it have something to do with the fact that they're Nikes? I don't know.
Is it only
Nikes?
I've seen a couple of these videos and it's always Nikes.
If that happened to you, would you throw
these
the
aren't
shoes
British
away?
Knights? Oh, I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know if you throw them away immediately or if you keep wearing them.
You can clean them.
Or if it's a breaking in process.
Can you just? Yeah, it's just good for breaking them in.
Yeah, sure.
You put a baseball in. You wrap it
in a rubber band. Sure.
Yeah. Rub shaving cream and pee all over.
Yeah. That's so you don't get blisters.
Yep.
When you're walking around the pervert convention.
Yeah, I want to know if there are other types of collectible sneakers, like exclusive sneakers that are not Nikes that are in these pee-pee videos.
Yeah, I wonder. It became apparent that it was nothing that I could use to put on television.
Sure. You can't do that on television.
No, you can't do that on television. If someone peed in their Nikes on television, they'd get slimed immediately to put a stop to it.
Why are you doing this? I don't know.
Whoa. I heard that.
I think
the squishing of the pee.
I think, Jordan, that this is something that I will refer to the good people in the Max Fun subreddit. Because
mm-hmm.
this seems like the
is
kind
this something
of thing
that Reddit might
into.
Know about?
Yeah, it seems like
that
this
doesn't
might
track to
be
me.
Something that you could toss over to Reddit. When it comes to user communities, this seems like something that Lothar might be on top of. By the way, his real name is Lawyer Jr. I think it was. He corrected me on the subreddit because last week I said his name was Lothar.
It's really Lawyer Junior.
I think it's Lawyer Junior. I don't remember. Are you really supposed to remember everybody's goddamn name?
Wait, yeah, fuck them.
His real name is Lawyer Junior?
Met Kerfay. Am I supposed to remember that guy's name?
All right.
Another fun kind of video that I like to watch is...
Tell me more. By the way, I'm sorry to interrupt. But I feel like I haven't been showing enthusiasm properly. This is where the show is going. This is the voice of millennials.
A guy who spent an afternoon watching non-sexual fetish videos on YouTube?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so. I think that
well,
makes
they're,
me...
They're sexual. They're not explicit.
Sorry, yeah, I guess. There you go. That's a better way to describe them.
I think those DSLR videos are your best bet for non-sexual fetish videos.
How to replace a lens.
The ones where they tingle up and down your neck. Call them DSLR videos.
While you're watching Bob Ross change a tire.
Single lens reflex something.
A cool kind of fetish video is a sneezing video.
Oh, yeah.
It's like beautiful women sneezing.
Okay.
And the most popular one had just this great label. It was called like Donnie Sneezing with Real Allergies. So there's like dudes out there with such fickle boners that they only want to see a woman who has, like, legit hay fever sneezing.
Yeah, not just a cold either.
No, Real allergies. That was all caps.
She publishes her Amazon want list or wish list, and it's like bee pollen and...
a box of cat hair.
Down pillows.
Yeah, and Donnie, D-A-N-I, pretty good looking.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a fun lady to watch sneeze.
Do you think that the people in a non-explicit fetish video are on the whole better looking or less good looking than the people in porn, in actual, in the old P&V?
Good question, Jesse. I'll field this one. Yeah. Dave, hang out. The sneezing ladies were very good looking.
Uh-huh.
And also the getting hit with pie ladies were very good looking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now,
was really fun to watch,
we should
too.
Explain that was Jordan is a clown face? Fetishist.
Yeah, that's true. Clown activities.
Yeah.
So, you know, getting a lot of people into a car.
Sure.
Creating a general sense of wonder.
Having a tiny dog.
Yeah,
a
tiny dog.
With a funny hat.
Yeah. It's not like the makeup and the clothes. It's the activities that
squirting water out of a flower.
Oh, this handkerchief just won't stop coming out of my sleeve.
Dave.
The annoyed clown.
Dave, I'm blushing. So, yeah, these sneezing ladies all kind of, their type was like, if you would type in like, amateur or suicide girl or something like that. They were kind of alternative-y.
Mm-hmm.
On the whole, very attractive.
What can't you show on YouTube? Could you show people having sex, but just sort of like you don't see any of the P&V as the voice of the millennial.
You could see like thrusting.
Yeah, or you could see like just like some guy's back.
Would you say that the standard is somewhere around NYPD Blue?
Yeah, exactly. You can see Dennis Franz's butt. That's like the black bar that's over the sex. You get a little screenshot of Sifowitz's butt.
By the way,
Sifowitz's
butt is a real touchstone for millennials.
Oh, yeah.
They remember that. They remember it all day.
They're a great electro clash band. Sifowitz's butt. Throw open for chick, chick, chick.
You know, speaking of YouTube standards, I think, you know, it kind of harkens back to the old days of like, you know, movies you would show at a stag party, in that you can show a nudist video on YouTube.
You can?
Right. Yeah. If it's like cultural or, you know, a documentary about nudists, there's plenty of like, you know, nudist frolics and body painting and stuff like that.
Sometimes that's all you need.
Yeah.
Well, because they could, in that Robin Thicke video last year, it had total boobs.
I think that was on another, like, that was like on Vevo or something.
But it
something.
Was on YouTube.
Okay.
They took it off YouTube and they brought it back.
Because there's a naked one and a non-naked one, right?
And the non-naked one has way more views for some reason. Hmm. I guess people can watch it. But you really...
I think you can embed that on people.com.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which is my homepage.
Right.
Because I love people.
You're a people person.
Yeah.
How come people has never used the slogan, I'm a people person?
Because it's a magazine.
Okay, so what do we got? We got pies.
Mm-hmm. Pies, a thing about the pies.
It wouldn't be in the first person. It would be, I, the people magazine reader, am a people person.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry.
Because, yeah, I mean, I think they would... If it looks like a word bubble that the magazine would say, people would think it was a liar. They're like, no, you're not. You're a magazine.
You're a stack of paper.
You're a people magazine.
Not a person.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have a soul.
You're no one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater magazine.
The pie ones were a lot of fun. I felt like I watched the most of those, like, even after I had, like, you know, watched enough of them to complete the assignment.
It bothers me that they're probably not whole pies. They're just like a bunch of whipped cream.
Here, guys.
Ooh.
Guys, here's the deal.
Jordan, let's talk about these pies.
Part of the fetish is not only watching the woman getting hit with the pie, but watching the crust fragments slide down the face. So it can be just whipped cream, but it has to be on a pie crust. It can't just be a paper plate. It can't be a what would you do pie.
Right. Okay. I guess they could go to, you could get an $8 pie at the grocery store.
Speaking of things millennials remember, what would you do?
You don't, I guess you don't see, what would you do, like the ABC show?
I'm thinking of the Nickelodeon show where Mark Summers challenged kids to hit their parents with pies.
Oh, I thought it was the ABC Friday night show.
Oh, the morality show?
Morals with some dude.
No, there was nothing moral about this show.
Dude. Are there videos of the women cooking the pies themselves?
No, it's kind of just, I mean, the most popular, there's a lot of different ones. There's a lot of, like, you know, women, like, outside on a tarp just having fun with pies. And sometimes there's a little, like, scenario where they're a chef and then they get hit with a pie. But also, the pie hitting...
So some of them have narrative?
Some of them have a little story, yeah. But mostly it's just like a woman sitting in front of like
a Sears schoolgirl
portrait video. Yeah.
And
three Hail Marys and four banana creams, says the saucy nun. Some of them are just, most of them are just in front of like a Sears portrait backdrop.
Oh, cool.
And it's just kind of like this
with
static.
Sears customers walking by.
Yes, exactly. Buying washer dryers.
Do they smile?
Yeah. I mean, I think.
What's their general attitude in the videos? Pre and post pie.
It's fun to get hit with a pie.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It doesn't seem like they don't know the pie is coming. It's like, this is fun. It seems to be the general.
Do you think they have to make an extra? Do you think they know between the different brands of store bought pie? They can't possibly be making pies for this.
Yeah.
Which have the optimal viscosity?
It seems like some of them were like, you know, pickups from Marie Callender's.
Right.
I bet. Sure. I mean, if the sneezing people know when there's a legit allergy sneeze or not, I bet the pie people know, you know, when you're just spraying whipped cream onto a pre-made
and
crust.
And are they good-looking videos? Like, did the people go out and buy good equipment?
A variety. Some look like they were shot on dad's VHS camera.
Right.
You can even see the little, like, date stamp on
sure.
them.
Tracking.
Yeah. And but yeah, some of them are look like they were shot on James Cameron's submarine.
So these are underwater?
Yeah, a lot of them are underwater in the 3D, Marianas Trench.
3D underwater ones,
yeah.
Huh? I want to know.
Do you know what you want to know?
These pies. I mean, I just am really interested in these pies. Do they take a finger and like draw it down their cheek and then go like that?
No. I did not see that happen.
So there's no part where they go like la 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 la.
Here's the thing. It's and the women are usually in bikinis.
Implying that later they're going to have sex with the pie?
Yeah. Well, no, just that it's put them in a sexy type of mood.
No, it's just kind of like it's fun.
Like you and me, big guy.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what if you were having a fun pie fight?
Do you think it's possible that the point of these videos is not sexual after all? It's actually just for pie fighting enthusiasts who love fun.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, and then the women in bikinis is just kind of a, you know, it's like a nod to showmanship. It's like, hey, we're not just hitting any old Diabo with these.
Yeah, it's like we went to the LA Kiss game.
Sure, exactly.
Is there a second hand that comes in with the pie, or are they pieing themselves? And before they pie themselves, they say, I'm so lonely. Smash.
It's usually a hand from off camera.
Okay. So they.
But I have seen them pie themselves.
They brought a guy.
There's, I mean, it runs the gamut, but I think typically.
Sure.
Nice hand, manicured?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This guy's been soaking in it. Dishwashing liquid. Yeah, palm olive.
Banana cream, anyway.
There's the typical pie video.
Are they mostly fruit pies, cream pies?
Cream pies.
All cream pies?
I've seen one cobbler.
Okay.
That's a, yeah.
Just a big casserole dish.
Is it a one camera?
Debbie getting hit with real cobbler.
Well, I was imagining there might be some like cherry pie.
I don't think I saw any cherry pies. It's mostly cream pies.
And the comments. Are the comments generally positive?
Yeah.
As all YouTube comments are.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the thing. I think when you get into that, like...
faggot.
Fake. Yes, the pie was fake.
Yeah. Pie fail.
And I think that, yeah, when you get into that world of fetish, like, the people are just really appreciative that you've made it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
uh-huh.
I mean, I think that the weird part is, like, yeah, when you're looking at that stuff, it's a more fun place to be than your average YouTube video.
Okay, what was
And they just, like, suggest, like, pies.
What was your favorite type of pie to watch? What would you like to watch most, Dave? And also, what's your favorite pie to eat?
Okay.
Two-part question.
Pie to watch.
Right.
Like a meringue.
Right. What kind of meringue?
Like a
lemon meringue,
yeah.
Sort of yellow?
What other kind of meringues are there?
I don't know. Google that, Jennifer.
How many lemon meringue pies appeared on Herman's head during its entire run? So, yeah, lemon meringue pie.
Ronnie's outside. He says coconut meringue.
Coconut meringue.
Oh, coconut meringue. Yeah. That was the best kind of pie to watch.
Chocolate meringue pie.
That would be good.
But it's probably if there's chocolate, there's got to be vanilla, right?
There's got to be straight meringue. Butterscotch? Yeah.
What about 50-50 vanilla and chocolate?
Oh, that would be good. A swirl?
Half?
Yeah.
Is it a swirl or is it divided down the middle like
a pizza
with
swirl,
two types of
like
toppings?
A soft serve machine. And but a soft serve.
So you just crank it right
meringue
in
pie
baby?
Machine. Yeah, just crank it around.
That's getting hit with ice cream. There's nothing sexy
just
about that.
Draw that down, crank it, and then swirl it in.
Yeah, yeah. Put some jimmies on there.
Yeah, girl.
Put a spoonful
You're
of
worth
jimmies.
It.
Jordan, so a meringue pie mm-hmm. makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Dave, what are you going with for hit by?
Oh, I'd like to see someone. Well, I'd like it to be the Joker. From the
oh yeah, that guy's got it coming.
Yeah, and I'd like it
from
to be
which Joker? Are you talking about
no from the pack of playing cards.
Oh, okay.
You want to see a playing card get hit with a pie?
We talk. Did you have to think a long time to eliminate tokers and smokers?
Sure, that's right. Let's not forget about what the gangster of love.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Yeah, no, just like a fresh pie right out of the oven, piping hot.
Oh, yeah,
right
we're going to scald
face.
Someone.
Yeah, come on, Joker.
And he's just going, His makeup is sort of coming? Is his makeup sort of coming
Well, he's
off?
Laughing because he's crazy, but he's right. also he's recommending an enema for your whole city.
Is he getting turned on?
Yeah, of course.
And this is like the super evil, crazy, dark Joker from the more recent Batman.
Well, film. I was thinking more the Jack Nicholson Joker, the classic Joker from my millennial childhood.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Yeah. I'm going to say I would most like to see a cherry pie. I know that I brought it up before, but I think that there's something about the combination of the semi-translucence of the filling with the actual cherries mm-hmm. and the fact that it has a sort of
blood-like,
a viscous, jelly-ish
sure.
Consistency inside. Plus, it has a lattice work on the top. In addition to the crust on the bottom, so you get
double crust fragments. Yeah,
and I say all those things. If I'm imagining all those things at once, diamond hard downtown.
Yeah,
just absolutely everything.
A la
I'm
mode.
Looking for.
Is there scoop ice cream on top of that?
There's a scoop. What do you hit with the pie, and then you scoop just right on top of the head.
Yeah.
Blop.
Yeah.
Okay, what's your favorite pie to eat, Jordan?
If I can use loose definition of pie, I might say a peach cobbler.
I don't know how loose we're...
Yeah.
Well, how loose, Dave, how loose is your goose?
My goose goes as loose as a brown Betty. Is a cobbler in a pie crust?
It can be.
Is it in a circle?
Usually it's in like a little dish.
I might as well start picking meat pies if you're going to pick brown Bettys. What are we going with?
Cobbler. Or a crumble.
I think a cobbler and a crumble are both fine.
Yeah.
What's the difference? That just has a top covered with like something crunchy.
Yeah. You didn't put in the effort to make the crust. Oh, that crust.
You didn't put a top on it or a lattice work top on it. It's just sprinkled on
or
top.
Lettuce. Sure. Ooh, I'd like a lettuce pie.
That sounds
lettuce
great.
With lattice.
Like iceberg?
Wait,
just
I have a question.
Nice white iceberg.
Is a cobbler the kind with no base?
What's the difference? Yeah, that's something else to look up. Difference between cobbler and crumble.
And brown Betty.
Because one of them is the kind where you just fill a dish with it and put something crunchy on top, like granola.
Yeah.
Or you make a special kind of dough that you sprinkle on top. Graham crackers or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then the other, there's one that's like a pie with a pie
sure.
crust, but then there's just something sprinkled on top.
Have you seen that movie Waitress with Kerry Russell? She makes a pie in it, like every day.
She's my favorite movie.
She's a waitress. It's pretty.
Is that a McG?
It's
joint?
A McG feature. If you're into pie porn, it's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. I do like pie.
Pie's good.
Pie and burger.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite pie, I'm going to go apple pie.
It's classic.
Classic American.
Classic.
With ice cream. If it's not with ice cream, I am two-thirds.
Yeah, there's basically no reason to eat it.
Two-thirds less interested.
Oh, boy. You make an apple pie, John Mellencamp gets a boner.
Dave, if apple pie is the American pie, what's the Canadian pie?
Oh, just apple pie 3 days earlier.
Yeah.
Canadian pie, I don't know. Oh, there might be like a beaver tail or something. there's probably a maple pie.
I bet that's probably pretty good.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm on a maple meringue.
It's like a pecan pie.
yeah. Something like that. Rustic, woodsy.
I do not like a pecan pie.
I've grown to like pecan pie. It was always something my mom made, and I never went near it. But recently, I've started to have a little bit. It's pretty good.
Also, go suck a lemon.
Meringue.
Fucking, what's that called? Pumpkin pie.
What? You're crazy.
God, why would you make any food out of a pumpkin?
Oh, boy, because of the pie.
All gourd. Get out of my pie, gourd.
You know, like a squash pie?
You know, no. Make it out of a fruit, something that tastes good to begin with.
Oh, man. You
don't start by hobbling yourself.
A pumpkin pie, you don't even need to put a lid on it. You're a lid crust. I call crusts lid.
A food lid.
And then you can use the extra dough to make a second base for your second pumpkin pie.
Jennifer, what's the goddamn difference between a pie and a crumble and a cobbler? Okay, a pie has a crust. Okay, a crumble has oats or a streusel on top, which makes, I mean, that makes a pile of sense.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I was talking about. Sprinkle some Mueslix on top there.
Aren't you the teenage streusel king?
I am the teen streusel king. Is that it? Holy shit. Cobblers are supposed to have biscuits puffed on top of them.
How do you puff something?
Oh, my God. And a brown Betty is like a streusel, but without oats.
This is great, guys. We've learned a lot.
My fucking mind. Well, look, this has been the longest introductory segment in the history of Thor and Jesse Go. We'll be back in just a second with more.
Happy summer, everybody. Griffin McElroy here, the youngest of the McElroy brothers.
I'm Travis McElroy, the middlest brother.
And I'm beloved performer Jimmy Buffett.
He is not. But we do a podcast together called My Brother, My Brother and Me. It's a comedy advice show. You can find it at mbmbam.com, maximumfun.org, or just search for it on iTunes.
I love you, Sacramento!
You're not even on a stage.
Griffin, are you watching the shrimp? They're beginning to boil.
So join us this summer as we waste an hour of your life that you'll never get back ever again.
You know, I know something about wasting away again in Margaritaville. I'm beloved.
I know you are.
It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Dave Shumka. Oh, my word. Hello. Nice to see you.
It's great to have you on the show, Dave.
Thanks. I don't think I've ever not listened to an episode of this show, and yet completely unprepared when nickname time came.
You've never not listened to an episode of this
show? No. I've never listened to an episode of this show.
Right. I mean, that makes a lot more sense.
No, I think I'm a completist.
Even live episodes, even donor episodes.
Well, let's not go crazy.
The annuals that are standalone.
He thought about listening to the donor episodes, but he decided he wanted to keep two kidneys just in case.
Yeah, I like fun.
Cool. So you didn't. Having listened to the show, you didn't like think of a nickname before you came in here?
I'm sure it's occurred to me at certain points, like, oh, if I'm ever on the show, I will have, oh boy, it's going to be Old Butternuts.
Yeah.
But nope, not today.
I like Old Butternuts.
Yeah, Old Butternuts is pretty solid.
I don't know if you're getting better than that.
Yeah, you should have just used that.
Yeah, okay. Hi, Dave Shumka, Butternuts, old, comma.
Okay.
Okay, I mean, I'm
Butternuts,
not
old,
third.
Comma.
Let me give you a third shot at this.
Butternuts. Butternuts old, comma.
I was happy today to get the chance to bring Dave one of our famous pastrami sandwiches from Langer's Delicatessen, which is right nearby here. Brought one to Ronnie. Ronnie, a longtime Max Fun supporter, has been helping us with the fan situation so we don't end up sweating buckets while we're in here recording. And to get to the Langer's Delicatessen, I have to walk across the park. And the park here, MacArthur Park, it's all, you know, you're going to get a variety of experiences every time you cross the park.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're going to get young lovers going to be there.
Duck boats, people in duck boats.
You're going to get guys gambling on various games of chance. You're going to get a few gun transactions.
Three-card Monty.
You're going to get some vagrants.
Probably, yeah, find a blanket where you could buy a nice VCR.
I literally had to dodge an insane woman who was screaming and like three quarters, half speed running in a zigzag pattern, like evasive maneuvers type pattern mm-hmm. down the narrow sidewalk next to the lake. Had to sort of dodge her to keep from being pushed into the lake.
Mm-hmm. Was she coming at you, or were you just in her zigzag?
Yeah, I was just up. I was in her. She was doing her own thing.
Yeah.
You know, I think, in fact, if I was going to project, I'd say that she probably does her own thing most of the time. I would say they're probably connecting with others and understanding their needs.
Sure.
And where they're walking.
Doesn't do a lot of volunteer work.
No, I don't think she does a lot of volunteer work.
She just runs around in a zigzag.
Yeah, I'd say probably her primary hobby was, if I was going to guess, resisting arrest. but it's hard to say for sure. Anyway, so I had to do that, like, literally to keep from going into the lake, which I have been in that lake.
I've heard.
But I don't care to repeat that.
Right.
No, sir. But more than that, there was two drunk guys circling each other with bottles.
Like, as weapons?
Hey.
Yeah, like 40-ounce bottles.
This is like at the beginning of the Bad video.
Yeah, exactly. they were like 6 or 8 feet behind me, and they had been picnicking together. I saw them picnicking together when I was walking towards them.
So would you say these guys also fall into the category of young lovers?
Yeah, they may have been. Mm-hmm. There was a group of four of them, but you got to figure that they were all living together, Roger Sterling style.
Sure.
And they were definitely silver foxes.
Right.
So it's a group of four guys like picnicking together. They have 40s. I mean, they haven't got their lives together, mm-hmm. these guys, but they're not vagrants necessarily. They're somewhere in the gray area between those two poles.
Could it be just that, you know, I mean, I'm just kind of trying to like understand these guys. I mean, I'm not going anywhere this week, but I'm just a television writer on hiatus. Are these guys, do you think they're also there on hiatus?
You know what? These guys probably write for Chelsea lately.
Okay.
And they're just upset that she's decided to end the show.
Oh, sure.
So I
sort of taking
that.
A lax attitude toward work.
Yeah, exactly. They may not even be on hiatus. They might just be taking a martini lunch.
Yeah.
Or in this case,
240. 240 lunch.
Yeah.
I use the metric system, so I'm so lost.
You don't know how much these guys are drinking. Yeah. Was it a little? Was it a lot?
I saw them all.
Sitting. What do you call like a big beer in Canada?
Oh, like a 40.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Oh, like no, I don't know what we would call it. Just
tall boy.
A tall boy is like
tall boy?
The tall
That's
can.
That's the big tall can, right?
But I don't know what the what the big malt liquor beverages would be.
You got those in Canada?
Yeah, we got those.
What's your favorite?
Oh boy. Well, just because we got them, don't mean I use them. I use them.
You use them for drinking.
Yes, I use them as
You got heroin in Canada?
Yo, we got some.
How do you like heroin?
Oh, I like, I like, my favorite brand is Horse.
Yeah.
Look for the one with the horse on the cover.
the cover.
Okay, so let's get serious about these guys. So they're all sitting, they're sitting on a picnic.
How big were these horses?
They're sitting on a picnic. You know, like, they got, like, a blanket out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the four dudes are all sitting together, but they're all visibly drunk. And none of them looks, as I said, none of them looks at noon the way that someone should look at noon. And...
like, too good?
Like,
they looked like they were ready for a black tie.
They were all wearing evening clothes. That's what I objected to. Yeah. I was like, evening clothes.
Guys,
Americans think evening clothes are just for any formal occasion, but no, it's for nighttime occasions.
Yeah. They were doing
it's like, guys, these are amazing tuxedos you're wearing. But
yeah, but you should be wearing day formal.
Sure.
It's striped trousers.
Sure.
Yes.
They were taking videos of each other, size 11 and a half opera pumps.
Heel slipping. So I hear this, as I walk past them, I'm thinking, huh. Two of those guys were yelling at each other. And I get like 6 or 8 feet away. I hear this crash. And I look behind me, and there's just a 40 bottle just crashing everywhere. And I'm like, oh, shit. And then I see one dude. The dude, I don't know if it's the first. I don't know which dude threw the first one. But the other dude has one, and he's chasing the other guy around a tree.
And the zigzag woman is not involved in any of this. She's a third party.
She's gone.
It's a whole other fucking thing that happened in the same 5 minutes in the park. So literally around a tree like a cartoon, At one point, the guy had his hands on the tree trunk and, like, looked around it with his head. Like, you know, that kind of thing.
So this is some sort of, like, drunk Looney Tunes that you're describing.
Yeah, sure.
Yes, it was absolutely like that. And
the guy's wearing a shirt and no pants, like Porky Pig. Yeah.
I realized that
he ran into a painted-on tunnel.
Depending on when they throw this 40-ounce bottle, I see that my wife's car is parked right there. So then I'm like, oh, shit, they're going to fuck up my wife's car. And then I'm like, maybe I should be worried about actual physical injury to a human being. And I was like, well, I can be worried about both.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, but what was great was, so the guy who seemed like he was the aggressor, the guy who had the bottle in his hand and was chasing the other guy around the tree, he threw, but he threw so badly. He threw like a 50 cents first pitch level of bad throw. And it just sort of landed on the ground. Didn't even make it all the way to the guy who was maybe 10 feet away.
Did the bottle not even shatter?
It did not shatter. Mm. And that guy picked it up.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Turnabout is fair play. That's very Canadian.
Good work.
Hoisted by his own petard.
And so the guy who had been the aggressor just did a full-on, speaking of Looney Tunes, a full-on, like,
you know. He did a feats don't fail me now.
Yeah. Turned around and just busted fucking loose down the street.
I know it's a little hack at this point, but I really genuinely think that this is a situation that could have used Benny Hill music. As tired as that is.
Yeah. I think the park should just have it playing 24 hours a day.
No, yeah.
So people
just
realize,
pipe it in.
You know what? We're being ridiculous.
Yeah. So I narrowly...
And some sexy ladies are chased by a gorilla.
I narrowly averted disaster. But what I was impressed by was as drunk as this guy was, he really did a good job running away.
That's great. Good
so
for him.
In the end, I think there's a positive message for kids.
Yeah.
Learn to flee.
Your instincts will kick in, and your adrenaline will pump, and you will be out of there.
Anyway, I wanted to. Can we talk about crazy situations for a second? Because we have been invited to a crazy situation.
Sure.
Jordan, this came down through you.
Mm-hmm.
Typically something, you know, I'm the one that gets the candy in the mail because I work here in the office, et cetera, et cetera.
But, I don't give out my address.
Yeah. Can you tell me what happened?
I got a nice listener.
Can you tell me more about my story?
Yeah, well, I think, you know, you were a little scared, but also thought it was funny. And, you know, so you wanted to hang around and
see.
And
let's not forget Lucy Liu.
Sure.
Yeah, Lucy, she's great. A nice listener sent me a Facebook message. She had heard we had been talking about Burning Man on the show.
Uh-oh.
And, you know.
Did someone tell her that we had been talking about Burning Man?
I think she's a listener.
Okay.
And I think that, you know, I think maybe her feeling was that, you know, we were either, you know, we were kind of ping-ponging between joking about it and shitting on it.
Right.
And I think this listener feels very strongly about it. So she said she...
Very strongly in a...
positive sense.
Mm-hmm.
So this nice listener, I think through various channels, she's like, Jordan, if you... show up to Burning Man this year and go to Will Call? She's like, you've got a ticket. You can go to Burning Man.
What is, like, what is the ticketing situation?
I don't know. That's something I'm going to have to get in on.
If you go to information.
Yeah. And guys, I am so excited.
I'm
totally going to do it. Yeah. Why wouldn't I do it? Right? I feel like it's something like... Burning Man to me, I think, it falls into the same category as the McRib.
Mm-hmm.
It's something I have joked about but have never experienced.
Oh, I experience it once a year.
You do? You go get the McRib?
In Burning Man.
At Burning Man, yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to get those Burning Man McRibs.
I felt like that was I don't know. Sometimes when people say that's a sellout move, I'm disagree. But when Burning Man put in the Mickey D's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they had that Justin Timberlake concert.
It seemed like
he was great. So funny. So fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, you need a nice big orange drink.
Yeah. You don't notice that there are very few laughs just because there's so many screams.
Yeah.
You know what? Justin Timberlake really is. I feel like he's as funny as he is great at being a shitty Michael Jackson as he is handsome.
So he's not good at any of it? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. He's
when is Burning Man?
Burning Man is in August.
Oh, so hot.
Late August. It's over a long weekend.
Good. So these people can go back to their jobs?
I think because of work, I cannot be there for all of Burning Man, but I think I can be at Burning Man for a long weekend.
And does
I think it's something where maybe I could leave on like Thursday night and stay through Monday.
Do you want to borrow my goggles?
Yeah. I mean, any Sting Punk shit you have, just give it to me. I need your duster. I need your brass boots.
Sure. My giant mechanical spider.
Yeah, I do need your spider.
Are there events or is it just like, hey, we're going to burn a man later?
Yeah, I guess here's the thing is I'm realizing now that I have this opportunity how little I know about the actual thing. I guess I know it as the stereotype as the, you know, it's the place where yuppies go to relive college and it's
druggy.
Yeah, it's druggy and
dirty. There's camps.
So
I know a few things about. I'm from San Francisco. I know a few things about Burning Man because I've built up some knowledge over years of resentment.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I always got it confused with Bernie Mac.
Right.
It's
a stand-up comic from Chicago who honed his arts telling jokes on the L train.
I have a friend who went to Burning Man one year and he said he couldn't. There was a huge traffic jam getting out.
Yeah.
There's just one road in and one road out. And it was blocked by some people had moved a couch into the middle of the road and were having sex on it.
Oh, I hope that happens.
There are camps.
Mm-hmm.
That are like little towns.
Sure.
And they each have their own identity.
Yeah.
And their own specific kind of art installation that they do. And their own like sort of world.
Yeah.
Of rules and or not rules and or expectations and or whether or not there's a generator.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend in Seattle when we did our shows there who goes to Burning Man, and she was saying that this year she is doing historical pre-makes. It's like historical pre-enactions. It's a reenaction of a historical event that has not happened yet. So like a future war.
Yeah, okay.
A war in the future. So yeah, I think there are like different places you can go for different themes.
And you like – I feel like it's too chaotic. Like I don't know – like if I brought my one-man show there, would I have a space to do it or would I be assigned a time?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know how organized it all is.
I don't want people walking by. I want people seated.
Sure. You want them to like get a drink at the bar first.
Yeah,
sit down.
Like I'm very focused on the one man show experience in the middle of a desert.
Right.
Well, are there?
Do you have a place to stay?
I don't. No. I'm gonna wing this. Hopefully,
you're gonna get 100 emails.
Yeah.
Right now, jjgo@maximum.
Yeah, yeah. No, I am definitely gonna like rely on podcast fans to help
Ronnie,
me out a little bit.
Ronnie right now is outside, like pointing at himself. Stay with me.
I do have a couple of buddy. And now that I've got this, I do know. I am finding out who I know in LA goes. I think I know a fair amount of people.
Is it in California?
There. It is in Nevada, Black Rock, Nevada.
It's not on
so gambling
the salt flats?
I don't know.
There won't be any land speed records taking place?
I hope someone's in a rocket car.
Oh, man. Blue flame.
I'm going to do it, and I'm going to try a drug I've never tried before.
Oh, do you know which one yet?
Ayahuasca.
No. Yeah, ayahuasca. Yeah, just be fucking destroyed. I can't do anything that destroys me too much because I have to go back to work at some point.
Oh, boy. That's what everyone at Burning Man says.
I think I can be there for like 4 days.
That's pretty good.
Which I know is, you know, but yeah, I don't
that
really.
That seems solid.
I don't really like long vacations anyways.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even if I am Shrooman the whole time.
The Shrooman human.
You're always running from something.
I created this character called the Shrooman human.
Oh, what's his catchphrase?
I'm the Shrooman human.
Oh, that's a funny.
I mostly did it to annoy my my wife's aunt. Because I'm sure she knows people like that. But it was.
We're talking about Aunt Sheila?
Yeah, we're talking about Aunt Sheila.
Hey, what's going on, Aunt Sheila?
She didn't answer.
She did, but she just did it when she was listening.
The shroom in human is mostly—it's mostly a posture.
Oh yeah,
that's
look
a fun
at that.
Posture.
That's fun.
Yeah. Easy limbo's really well.
I'd like for you to go in some kind of camper van.
Yeah.
I have to drive
up there in a Scion. I'm not gonna buy any kind of new recreational vehicle.
You can rent it or borrow it.
Yeah. Do
you
I need a new
borrow
license?
It from the guy who lives in his van on my street.
Yeah, right? Can I drive this to Burning Man?
You can live in my Scion.
You should do a house swap with him.
Oh, yeah. He could live in my apartment
and
feed
the
cat.
In his weird van that he lives in on my street.
It's not a bad idea.
And he'll just be, you know, he's a nice guy. He waves when you drive by.
Sure.
And sometimes when you drive by, he's yelling different stuff at himself.
I was watching Last Comic Standing, and there's a they do backstories on some of the comedians, and one of them was a guy who lives in a van.
Oh, yeah.
And joined a gym just to use the shower.
Keenan Ivory Wayans?
It was Keenan Ivory Wayans, yep.
Yeah. I mean, I'll probably have to drive my Scion up.
What drugs haven't you done that you'd be willing to do?
I don't know. That's a good
question. Have you ever used mushrooms?
I've not used mushrooms. Well, Maybe that's it.
Yeah. One.
I guess I'm afraid to hallucinate.
Use amphetamines then.
Maybe I'll use an amphetamine. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd say go with I say if you're afraid to hallucinate.
Maybe like ecstasy.
What about Celebrex?
You've never used ecstasy?
I've used Molly before, but I've not used it. But it's like the same thing, right?
Yeah, I think it's roughly the same thing.
Yeah. Let's do that again.
Ask your doctor about the purple pill.
That's true.
I mean, obviously you're going to do that. Yeah, what about Viagra?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Walk around with a boner? Yeah, totally. Yeah, if anybody's got some Cialis, blast a few of those, wash it down with some ayahuasca.
What is
and I'll find my spirit boner.
My boner is a snake.
Cool. Keep it away from any mongooses. Ayahuasca is like, it's like a tea that, causes a, you know, blackout, euphoric, pre-death state.
Okay.
Yeah.
So like hallucinating.
I think, yeah.
It's basically that one Simpsons episode with.
The hallucinating chili powder.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be exciting.
Me too. I'm.
If you have Burning Man advice for Jordan, call us.
Yeah.
206-984-4FUN. Leave it on the voicemail. Because I'm taking
offers on which camp to stay at.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're a free agent.
I mean, it's going to be tough to top historical premakes.
Uh-huh.
But if you got something better, I'll hear it.
Yeah, sure.
I definitely want to. Yeah. I mean, I love the idea of being a participant in a future war.
Are there any other historical events other than wars that the discovery of,
time travel?
Yeah. A new element.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, I think it's mostly going to be either wars or just open sexuality.
Yeah.
No strings attached.
Or sexuality. Just like future celebrity deaths. Dakota Fanning's dead. Where were you?
Just obituaries for celebrities that haven't died yet.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Oscar in memoriam reel from 2020.
We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. La, 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 la. Have you made vacation plans yet? The second annual Atlantic Ocean Comedy and Music Festival is ready to set sail this summer, and we want to see you on board. Imagine amazing comedians, stellar music, and beautiful Caribbean views. It all takes place July 25th through 28th, en route to Nassau, the Bahamas. And frankly, we've impressed even ourselves with this lineup of bullseye favorites. You've got Moshe Kasher.
I was in an airport recently. You ever see somebody and you're just like, oh, so you're what's wrong with everything in the world.
Kyle Kinane.
Anybody else in here get so drunk last month you had to call a cab just to take you to Wendy's?
W. Kamau Bell.
So complicated, my feelings.
Morgan Murphy.
I don't know if you guys know what a facelift is. It's when they take your face skin and they peel it away from your face, and in that little space there, that's where they find your self-esteem.
And besides them, Greg Barrett, Chris Fairbanks, Karen Kilgariff, Natasha Leggero, Guy Branum, Tony Kameen, and Carol Kolb, plus an awesome music lineup hosted by John Roderick of the Long Winters and featuring our pal Jean Grey. Come on, what else are you going to be doing? Don't miss the funniest weekend of your life. Get your tickets right now. Go to boatparty.biz. Yeah, that's right. Boatparty.biz. The Atlantic Ocean Comedy and Music Festival. Comedy, music, shuffleboard. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Dave Shumka. Butternut. What, comma?
Old butternuts.
Old butternuts.
Old butternuts.
I think we settled on butternuts, old comma.
We have a guest in the studio. He is, you know, once in a while we have somebody observing the show. We like to invite them into the program.
A proctor.
When we're taking calls, his name is Ronnie DeVries. He is a longtime Max Funster, an OG Max Funster.
Sure.
I would describe
he's ocean grown.
I'd describe him as
just
being
like the most delicious of weeds.
Of the Cracksworth era.
Ah, sure.
A Cracksworth era Max Funster.
Yes, I wrote a blog post on MySpace, and Jesse responded to it in 06, I think.
See, there you
sure.
go.
Yeah, back in the day.
That's what the fuck we're talking
Ronnie
about.
Ronnie and I played Gears of War 2 together. Two? Three?
Three.
Three. Anyway, no, that's not that old.
Ronnie's here, and he was kind enough to come a day early to Max FunCon in order to work on the ventilation in our awfully ventilated studio.
And it's doing great.
It's already significantly
improved.
It's
cold in here.
Yeah, it's nice and fresh.
There must be some clovers in the atmosphere.
Ronnie, thank you very much for that, and welcome to the program. It's a joy to have you here.
I figured if I just kept gesticulating wildly out the window, eventually you would invite me into the booth.
And you're headed to
a chicken dance marathon.
You're headed to Burning Man this year?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's your first year?
Yes, yeah.
Are you bringing a camper van?
I'm going to be staying with some people, but I'm bringing this, like I said, this art car I'm building. So
go ahead and build it. Are you going to build an art car?
I might glue a bunch of Happy Meal toys onto my Scion. Does that count?
Yeah, that's pretty much the definition of an art car.
Yeah.
I think if you just look up art car in the dipshit dictionary.
Just a bunch of Happy Meal toys glued to a Scion.
Yeah, no offense, Ronnie.
No, we had a class at the hackerspace I work with, a guy who built the something Tabernacle Choir. It's a bunch of Billy Basses. It's like 1,000 Billy Basses. And they all sing to the, like, he's programmed them to sing to the songs and dance to different songs.
Sure.
Wait, different songs? Not just the Billy Bass song?
No.
Not just Take Me to the River.
He has like 50 different songs.
Wait, any song?
He has like 50 songs he's programmed.
Like a,
holy shit.
He's got some Teddy Ruxpin tunes.
It's the Sashimi Tabernacle Choir. That's what it is.
Wow, what a waste of a man's life. But yeah. Great. I mean, for me, it pays off for me. Mm-hmm. I think for him...
Because you don't have to go to Burning Man.
He spent literally years of weekends doing this thing. And at the end of it, he gets, you know, that's fun to watch for about 45 seconds. But for me, I enjoy it.
It's 50 songs. It's like
Bruce Springsteen concert.
Yeah, exactly.
Last 3 hours.
But done by Fish.
Yeah.
Does he drive it?
Rockafire explosion.
Does he drive it on the street?
I had our car was in the Galveston Mardi Gras parade. I was in front of the Dancing Queen. It's a 2-story tall disco van. It's a school bus, pulling a school bus. That's a giant nightclub, and I've got a good video of them playing your Power Jam. What is your Power Jam? You come out to?
Take me to the river, dunk me in.
No, you get pumped up.
Oh, you dropped a bomb on me by the Gap Band.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great song to get pumped up. I recently in San Francisco, there was and in the San Francisco Bay Area, there was a mobile fuck unit.
Oh, sure. The makeout van, the fuck van, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did something about it on At Midnight.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Get in there in that place where everyone else is fucked.
It's just like a moving van, and they would like park it outside of bars.
Oh, okay.
Mostly gay, but sometimes...
Oh, okay.
All.
It had a built-out interior.
You want to go to an all bar?
Yeah, all could come.
Dancing's not great.
Yeah, surprise, surprise. It was run by steampunk circus weirdos.
Yeah, I saw a picture of them. I was like, yeah, that's about the people that built that. But God bless them. I kind of miss those people. Now that I haven't been living in San Francisco for a long time, there's a part of me that wishes there were more people going around in pink Doc Martens.
Oh, are you from San Francisco?
Shut up.
Still, I can't mention it. We almost made it an episode. We almost made it an episode.
When something momentous happens to you, the listener, like I give you some insight into what it's like to grow up in San Francisco.
Tough. It's tough.
Where are you from? Vancouver?
Yeah.
I couldn't tell because you just say the name of a street, but then don't say what city it's in.
Forget. I don't know what you're talking about.
Something that happens sometimes on your show.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, it's tough listening to these L.A. podcasts and not knowing, oh, my God, what is the Grove like? Well, what are the movie theaters? How are the movie theaters there different?
When something momentous happens to you, like if you get some insights on San Francisco from me, we ask that you call us at 206-984-4FUN for momentous occasions. Let's hear the first call.
Hi, Joe and Jesse. This is Ivan calling from Vancouver, Washington with a momentous occasion. So I'm driving into work this morning. It's early, and I pass a truck on the freeway that says on the side, F-U-C-H-S lubricants. Now, I'm not sure how I pronounce it, but I'm going to say it's fucks lubricants. Thanks, guys.
Cool. So
these are lubricants like for machine parts,
yeah,
probably?
Yeah, probably. Or for fucking.
Yeah, sure. The human machine.
For fucking.
Fuch.
Is that the Canadian
thing? Yeah, well, that's F-U-C-H.
Yeah.
Fuch.
Fuch.
I hate to be that guy, but technically that wasn't a momentous occasion. That was an overseen.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow.
So you're saying he called into the wrong podcast.
Yeah. So you think it wasn't momentous enough. It was a little bit too boring to go on our show.
Exactly.
On your show?
Yeah.
We've had a lot of reports of vulgar puns in small trade business names lately.
Are we closing the door on that?
I'm closing the door on it.
Okay. If someone has a, I don't know, just spitballing here. If someone passes by a pound cake business that's called Pound Town, yeah. You don't want them to call that in?
I mean,
if they took a trip to Pound Town?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if somebody takes a trip to Pound Town.
If someone travels to, say, Butte, Montana,
right,
and there's a, like a fuck bonanza, you don't want someone to call in about Butte fucking.
That seems fair.
If I'm going to Burning Man this year, I should probably go to Butte Fuck Bonanza too, right?
Well, I mean, it's cheaper.
That's true.
Well, they never sell out.
Less corporate.
Sure.
Ronnie, you've had a number of building and repairing shit related careers, but most recently you mentioned that you were some sort of apprentice plumber, correct?
Yeah, technically I'm an apprentice plumber, but yeah.
But what's the but?
Well, really all I do is just like I come into a house and I take a machine apart and I find a little thing that needs to be fixed and it takes about 5 minutes and I just charge them $140. Like, it's not really, there's
you
very
just
little.
Fucking, you just blew the roof off of the plumbing industry, my friend.
Right. We don't mess with anything that's like drain related. Only the clean water side.
Okay. So yeah. On the clean water side, ultimately, do you think that you will go into business for yourself? And do you have any interest in having a vulgar pun name?
I would pick an explicit name, just right there.
Just like balls deep.
Cunt plumbing.
Just, yeah, huge dong plumbing or something.
Huge just, dong. You know.
See, now that's smart.
We don't beat around the bush at huge dong plumbing.
Except for that. Yeah. Except for that particular pun.
Yeah.
Usually we don't do that. There's the one.
We're above that.
Yeah.
Let's take our
next
call.
Tired of innuendo too. I agree. Let's just get it out front there. Tits haircuts.
Wait, are there haircut places that are doing vulgar puns now? I thought they were all haircut.
Oh, yeah. I guess I was
like
thinking of a business that was
they have to frequently
cut the hair on your tits.
Yeah, you're also required to put a K for the C and it needs to be scissors.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Exactly.
So, a cut above.
Guns.
With the K that's scissors.
The K that's scissors. Okay, play the fucking next call.
Hi, Jordan, Jesse, go. This is Rachel calling from Eugene with a bit of a momentous occasion. Recently bought a used car from a dealership, so I didn't know who the previous owners were. And then I just got a letter from the DMV that there had been an issue with title transfer, and so I was able to see on this letter the names of the previous owners of my car. And the first names of this couple are Fury and Knowledge. Different last names. I couldn't tell you what genders they each are, but Fury and Knowledge used to be driving around Eugene in a 2000 Lincoln Continental until they sold it and I bought it. Just thought you guys needed to know that. Keep it up. Bye.
Oh, man. I want all of our listeners to drive 2000 Lincoln Continentals from here on out.
I think, well, say Furies, So what are the, in Greek myth, what are the Furies? Those are some, like, women who control time.
What do I look like, Dallaire?
I feel like Fury and knowledge are kind of above having a gender, right? They're probably,
oh, yeah,
they're probably
sure.
pansexual.
Yeah, I'm about to be a father, and we're talking about a lot of baby names. And Fury is at the top of the list. Knowledge, we're not so hot on.
Yeah.
Right.
It creates an unreasonable expectation.
Well, because knowledge is a little weird.
Yeah.
It's not like, there was something down the middle like Fury.
I was beaten up in high school by a knowledge.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Well, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
It's full. At punches?
That's the name of my pun business.
Oh, gee whiz.
So, Jordan, you seem like you do have an idea of who the Furies are.
I mean,
the baseball Furies?
The baseball Furies, yeah. It's the baseball gang from the Warriors.
Yep.
Nick Fury, of course, director of S.H.I.E.L.D. But yeah, I guess, and I was thinking of Greek mythology, I'm imagining a bird woman that controls time by snipping a thread.
Sure.
I don't know if that's true.
And drives a Lincoln.
I think it drives a Lincoln. I think I'm combining lots of Greek myths here.
And it's half horse.
It's half horse, but it's definitely a woman.
Has the head of a bull.
Has the head of a bull. Also some bird qualities.
Lives
and
in
it
a box.
Controls time by snipping a thread.
And it got pregnant by Zeus.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, married her own brother or something.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty safe bet it got married. It at least got fucked by Zeus. Probably got impregnated by Zeus.
Stole a bunch of fire.
Yeah, I think these are the Furies, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've got it.
Just lash it to the mast and let's do this thing.
Oh, I do not want to be corrected on any of this, by the way. And don't jokingly correct me because you heard
joking
me say...
Joking corrections are even worse than regular
no corrections. No
corrections.
Just say you like the show.
Or don't.
Or just don't.
Say nothing.
Say nothing. Don't respond.
This is our gift to you.
Don't correct my gift. It's a beautiful gift of a Greek mythology mashup.
Can I ask you guys a serious question?
Yeah. Anytime someone tries to correct you, just say, oh, I was doing a mashup. I'm the girl talk
Would you correct girl talk?
I have a serious question.
Would you correct Danger Mouse?
I have a serious question for you guys.
Sure. Shoot.
Number one, neither girl talk nor Danger Mouse actually do mashups. Common misconception.
Okay.
Oh, I'm glad. Thanks for that correction. I enjoyed that. You got the joke. You understood the joke we were telling. Thanks for the fucking correction, Twitter. Did I confuse a Marvel superhero that was active on Earth 616 instead of the Ultimates universe? Fucking great. I'm getting corrected on my own goddamn podcast.
Jordan just...
What's technically a mashup? Did it come about in San Francisco? What's the clam chowder like? Oh, God. Sorry.
And your second point, Jesse?
So my wife says that I shouldn't drive a car that doesn't have room for a car seat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't decide what kind of car I should drive.
You're driving an Audi Touring Trophy right now, right?
I am, exactly. Yeah. The TT, the Touring Trophy.
Wait, so she doesn't – she thinks you should not have a car seat
she
car?
She thinks I should have a car seat car.
Okay.
Because we have two children now, and while I sometimes – what we'll do right now is take the car seat out of my wife's car, put it into my car, and you can put the car seat in, but you can't have someone sit in the passenger seat.
Just trunk those little nuggets.
So Teresa just sits on the deck lid or something?
Well, no. If we're all going, we'll go in Teresa's car. Anyway, it's got a big spoiler. It's a nice, comfortable place for her to sit. I realized, I just want to drive a Jaguar.
Yeah?
Like, that's the only kind
a
of...
Jag?
You know you're going to get a correction on that pronunciation right, from someone.
Jaguar.
It's Jaguar.
Well, I'm going to get a correction on... That's, like, the worst idea of any idea you could possibly have. To own a Jaguar, I think, is, like, the worst decision anyone could make.
Because they break down so much?
Yeah, it's, like, the most horrible car you can buy, I think.
What's the appeal?
What's the appeal of a Jaguar? It's got four doors. It's a big four-door car. Mm-hmm. But it's not like a Mercedes, especially here in L.A., is like just a car for dickheads, you know?
Hold on, which
like
one?
For rich
the Mercedes is or the Jaguar?
The Mercedes is. Okay. See, the Jaguar...
The bar is so high here to be above it.
Listen,
just get yourself a nice Ducati.
Yeah.
Throw the kids on the back of that.
Get the loudest motorcycle.
And head off to the hookah bar.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I just don't know. I don't know. What do I get? What are we going to get? A Subaru?
Yeah.
And a Subaru?
That's what I got.
What about a station wagon? Weren't you guys looking for station wagons?
Vancouver, you're just issued a Subaru.
Oh, it's great. It's the best car ever.
It's what kind of car my mom drives.
Oh, your mom rules.
Yeah, my mom does rule. That's true.
Weren't you guys looking at station wagons for a while?
Well, my wife got a station wagon.
Okay.
I feel a little ridiculous driving around a whole station wagon, but then what am I going to get, a Corolla?
You get like an A4.
But then I'm, the whole thing is, an Audi is another bad kind of car to drive. The only reason I drive an Audi is because I like the touring trophy so much.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, Ronnie, I'm going to open the floor to questions, Jimmy Pardo style.
Have you driven a Ford lately?
I have not driven a Ford lately, but maybe that's what I'm thinking. Maybe I should get myself a nice Lincoln Continental. What was it? Town car.
Town car, yeah.
Get myself a 2000 town car. You know, our friend Tyler used to drive a town car, and he always wore a like a driver's cap.
Okay.
And then everyone fell in love with him.
Yeah.
Jonathan Tyler Thomas style.
Mm-hmm. I think, just go for like a car.
Oh, please correct me on Jonathan Tyler Thomas, though.
Yeah. We love him. Keep him coming. Keep him coming.
What? No, but this is a sincere question because...
Just like get a car that like a 16-year-old gets when their grandpa dies.
Oh, yeah? Like a Buick or something?
Yeah, like a Buick. A Skylark.
There's a big Lincoln. I could get like a big Lincoln. Those lose all their value right away. So I could buy a 6-year-old Lincoln.
I had an Infiniti FX35 I got from like CarMax for like $22,000. And I sold it back after a year and a half for $20,000 to CarMax.
See, that's the thing. That's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a $15,000 6-year-old car. That's my goal. $15,000, 6 years old.
Reaching for the stars.
Yeah. Subaru.
Oh, Subaru, you could get less than $15,000 for a 6-year old.
Not if it doesn't have a lot of, unless it has a lot of miles on it.
Oh, no, man.
Subarus hold their value very well.
Oh,
that's the
so
problem.
Great. Wait, the thing about, like in the 80s, people would make fun of people driving Volvos for being like, you're a sellout, you're a yuppie, you had kids, you bought a Volvo. And then Volvo priced themselves out of that market. They tried to become luxury cars and they could never go back. And now Subaru has filled that. So if you want to be a sellout like me.
Yeah, but then I'm just a guy. Then I'm exactly like I host an NPR show. I can't also drive a Subaru, right? I have to bring something to the table car wise.
Yeah, so you want some panache, but you don't want to go douchey.
What is panache for an NPR host?
A Jaguar. A fucking Jaguar. If it was up to me, I would be driving like an 80s Jaguar.
Get like an Alfa
like
Romeo.
An enormous.
Oh, sure.
Like it's super fast. It has a wood dashboard. And it breaks down every 30 fucking seconds. But I don't even have a garage. What am I? I shouldn't even have a car. Fuck it. I give up.
Yeah. Bus only.
Bus only from here on out. Problem solved. We'll be back in just a second on Jordan Jesse Go. It's Jordan Jesse Go. I'm Jesse Thorne, America's radio sweetheart.
Jordan Morris, boy detective.
Oh, Dave Shumka. Here we go. Once again, time for my nickname, Old Butternuts. Butternuts Old, comma.
And I'm Ronnie Easy Money DeVries. Yeah.
Excellent. Nice. Sorry I said DeVries and not DeVries.
I'm going to let it slide.
Feel like a real... You know, Ronnie really does have to let it slide. Ronnie is significantly larger than I am. Ronnie could like... I feel like Ronnie could pick me up with one hand on my head.
Be fun. Like a Hodor situation?
Yeah, he's a real Hodor.
Although he has said things other than his name, to be fair.
That's true. What if being a real Hodor meant that not only was Ronnie only capable of saying one word, but that word was Hodor? And people would be confused. Are you Hodor from the show Game of Thrones? And he'd be like, Hodor. But when he said it, it would mean, no, my name is Ronnie. It's just a coincidence that I can say only the same word. You know what I mean? It's purely a coincidence.
Are there any other people famous for just saying their name?
It's Groot. It says, I am Groot.
And what is Groot from?
Guardians of the Galaxy.
And
the Marvel Universe in general.
What's Groot?
It's a tree man.
What is Guardians of the Galaxy?
Groot here.
It's going to be a movie a little later this year. Vin Diesel will do the voice of Groot. He's the one who will say, I am Groot.
I bet Vin Diesel's into fucking Groot.
Oh, yeah. Vin Diesel's totally into Groot.
That guy already had a Groot t-shirt. He wore it to the audition.
Yeah, sure.
So wait, so Groot is Guardians of the Galaxy, is that that thing that's like Jack Kirby invented in the 70s?
Oh boy, I don't really know when it was
that's
invented.
That's everything, I think.
Yeah, 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 sure. That's most things.
It's got the guy from Parks and Rec.
That's
what's
the
his
pet
name?
Rock.
Yeah, Chris Pratt.
Yeah.
Going to be the lead of that movie. Probably going to be pretty good.
Chris Pratt's great. Mm-hmm. That's why he'll be good.
Sure.
Okay, let's get off the subject of Groot, because right now people are sending us emails about Groot to correct
when
us Groot about
was,
Groot.
When Groot was created, and by whom.
It's been a lot of fun to have you on the show, Dave.
It's been Groot.
Dave Shumka is the host of Stop Podcasting Yourself. It's just a delightful program. I listen all the time. I enjoy it so much.
I never don't listen. I've never not listened to my own show.
Really?
You listen to every episode?
Well, I edit every episode.
Oh, okay.
All right.
And I'm there. Yeah, guys, thanks so much for having me on the show. It's a real dream come true. DCT.
A real DC talk.
And Dave, do me
your dream previous was to attend a DC talk concert.
Sure. Do me and to name one of their songs. And that dream never came true.
Yeah.
Do me a favor, Dave, and grow back that sweet stash.
I will take that under advisement.
Okay. And Ronnie DeVries, thank you so much for bringing DeBries to our studio today.
And thank you for this De Beers diamond that you gave me.
I'm talking about your farts.
Gotcha.
And thanks for my famous sandwich.
Yeah, we got Ronnie a famous sandwich for lunch. So he's getting paid back for all his free work.
Sure.
Whoa. Well,
sandwiches are expensive. What are those, $9?
206-984.
$8?
Four fun, maybe even $12. I'm not going to lie to you.
Worth it.
206-984-4FUN is our phone number. jjgo@maximumfun.org is our email address. Jennifer on the boards today, our producer, is Sonny D out there in jolly old England, hanging out in London, making a television show for E. I don't need to say that with a contemptuous voice.
No, it's a fine thing to do.
You have another kind of voice?
That's a good point. I wish him the best. And, our theme music is Love You by The Free Design, courtesy of The Free Design and Light in the Attic Records. You can join us on the forum, forum.maximumfun.org. A nice pickup this week in the JJGo hashtag.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed reading some JJGo tweets on Twitter. We read those fuckers.
Yeah.
Let's talk amongst ourselves.
I'll star those.
What do you
think? If it's not a correction or a weird slam about how a guest talked too much, I'll star it.
Yeah. You're pretty good about starring.
I like to encourage people to, get out there.
Yeah.
Join the conversation.
Yeah.
I do it with my stars.
Yeah, do
I probably won't retweet you.
I might retweet you.
Yeah.
If you say something really good.
Sure.
I don't give a shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you follow me, fuck it. You're getting a lot of bullshit.
Jesse, you retweeted a blog post of mine once, and my traffic went from like 5 people a month to like 200, and then right back down to 5 where I like it.
Yeah, because I'm a social media influencer.
Sure.
Social media influencer. It's
you have a style. You have a shotgun Twitter style.
Yep. Boom, 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 boom. It's timely. It's news centered. Kimye. Hashtag Kimye. Hashtag millennial. And keep an eye on that millennial stuff, because that's hot right now.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next time on Jordan Jesse Go.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.